I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. You know those bike sharing programs that have sprouted up in many American cities? Where you rent a bike from a terminal in one part of town, ride it to another neighborhood, and drop it off at a second terminal there. We have one here in Boston, and we have a company from Montreal, Canada, to thank for that. It's called Bixi, and it's successfully exported its model to several cities in the U.S. and around the globe. But the company filed for bankruptcy protection recently. It owes creditors, including the city of Montreal, nearly $50 million. It's also in hot water for handing out bonuses right before that bankruptcy filing. Suzanne Larrault is president of Vélo Québec, a nonprofit organization in Montreal. She says people there are proud of what Bixi represents.
Bixi brings to Montreal, you know, the facility of use a bicycle. That is why the Montrealers are very attached to Bixi. We like it. It's our part of Montreal. It's very important for the Montrealers, not only for the citizen, but for everybody, for the financial community, for everybody in town. Bixi, it's a part of our personality.
So where do the financial problems come in? How come it's suddenly declaring bankruptcy when it's hugely popular and this huge kind of part of Montreal?
First part, I think, is the R&D development. You need years and years to reimburse the first investment. And I think the city of Montreal expect, you know, a reimburse in a couple years. But it's impossible for any company who put a lot of money in R&D to reimburse a couple years. The second problem, I think, bike share needs public investment to operate. There's 500 cities in the world who have a bike share, and all those cities, the city put public funds to operate the system. And the city of Montreal, they didn't put money for the operation in Montreal. That is why Bixi did, you know, a financial problem in Montreal only.
What does this mean for bikers in Montreal?
I think it's not only for the bikers. It's sad for everybody in Quebec because we just see, you know, good ID, good work, very good operation on the field, you know, because it's working very well in Montreal. And we just see our incapacity to operate something, you know, we are a little bit discouraged by that.
Is the city of Montreal essentially promising cyclists in Montreal, no matter what happens to Bixi, we're still going to have a bike share program?
The mayor of Montreal, they say Bixi will operate in 2014. I'm upset because I'm not sure what will happen after 2014. So we want a guarantee of the mayor of Montreal. Montreal will do everything he can do to save the Montreal operation of Bixi, not only for this year, but for the following years. Because, you know, we are in the 21st century and Bixi, it's an important part of our commuting option in a town.
Suzanne Larrault is the president of Vélo Québec. It's a nonprofit that's pushed for more cycling in the city of Montreal. Thanks so much, Suzanne.
Thank you.